producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to Monday. Hello, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug and Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington to go through the important things that have been going on over the weekend and the things that are going on right now. For me, the top story, even more than the political realities of the Democratic debate, the birther issue, the standoff in Oregon, all the things that have been Powerball. The things that seem to stand out in my mind are the one is this Benghazi movie. We are on American Forces Radio, and in this hour of the program, and that brings me around, Richie, to trying to get a perspective from as many different sides of this issue as are possible. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich at DougSteffen.com or the Facebook and Twitter, the social media way of being connected. 13 Hours is the name of the Benghazi movie.
And I know this movie must have tweaked you because I was sitting at my son's basketball game and got a voicemail from you ranting and raving on my phone saying, you will not believe this movie.
Well, there always is a spin. It's Hollywood. So this story came from a fellow who wrote a book who interviewed the survivors from this company that was a mercenary. The men who are profiled here are mercenaries. They're private soldiers. They'd all been in the Navy. They'd either been SEALs or they'd been elite Army soldiers. And they were stationed at the CIA headquarters that did not exist on paper, wasn't supposed to exist, wasn't supposed to be there in Benghazi. Benghazi out of the way, Benghazi, nobody pays much attention to Benghazi, but yet, at least at this time, nobody. How many Americans even now could tell you, us, anybody, where Benghazi is? You know, the political ramifications of it, because many people blame the Obama administration, the president, Secretary of State Clinton, for the mess. And after you see the movie, it's a pretty credible mess. You believe. I believe. I was ashamed of those people, ashamed of the government, ashamed of all of the foolishness that's going on before, during, and after. It just, whether the movie was made with an agenda or not, most of the facts are undisputable. You can say, well, what facts aren't? It doesn't make any difference. To me, it doesn't. It may to you. You can say, oh, the facts then. You're saying the facts are an inconvenience. What is it they say about facts and inconvenience?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but the inconvenience here is that these people were killed that didn't need to be killed. The management of this was a mess. You don't have to look at the movie. You can look at the historical facts. But a lot of times, people don't really get turned on to something until they either read the book or they watch the movie. And you knew that was coming. And Michael Bay is one of the best action directors in the country, well known for a lot of really high-powered movies. Depending on who you talk to, it made up to $24, $25 million this weekend. And it profiles one, well, there's three or four in here, but John Krasinski, known as Jim on The Office, by the way, for those of you who are not familiar with this fellow's name, he's actually been appearing in more and more movies and comes across as a pretty mature actor. He was in The Office. The kind of role that he had in The Office was nothing like,
yeah, no kidding,
what he plays in this movie.
And he pulled it off. He
very, very well.
Good.
I remember reading an article about him and how he had to work out, build himself up, because these guys are all rugged. These are tough guys. These six men, the security team, that were the only defenders of the consulate in Benghazi when it came under attack for, well, 3.5 years ago. It was September of 2012. So for those of you who haven't seen the movie yet, I have a couple of outtakes. The first from the movie features Krasinski's character, Jack Da Silva.
Thinking about my girls, man. Thinking. What would they say about me? He died in a place he didn't need to be. In a battle over something he doesn't understand. In a country that meant nothing to him. Every time I go home to Becky and those girls, I think this is it. I'm gonna stay. And then something happens and I end up back here. Why is that? Why can't I go home? Why can't I go home and just stay there?
All right, so a couple of important mentions. I didn't need to be a battle. It didn't need to be in a country that meant nothing to me. Libya means nothing to most Americans, and with reason. It's one of those Middle Eastern countries that has no real focus. There's nothing there except now Daesh. That's what's there. And this was the beginning of the formation of that group. The way this thing is, and look historically, is this group, the way that this movie puts forth how all of these people were killed and the subsequent anger that was developed because of the way it was held. So the anger not directed at our country, well, it is from their point of view, but from our point of view, the anger ought to be directed at the way this was handled, the people who are running the country, and that's probably the agenda that those who put the movie together wanted us to have. And this would be one of the movies that does well in terms of word of mouth. This will do as much business next weekend and the weekend after that as it did this weekend. As a matter of fact, it may do more because a lot of people went to see that foolish movie with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube. I have all, just as an aside, I have great respect for Ice Cube. I think he's a very smart guy. People see in him. I don't get what is this guy does stand up and brings in thousands of people. He's in these movies and he plays the same character.
Yeah.
His character is the same in
that
every
little
single
where he's up
movie
there screaming.
An annoying a-hole.
Stop
That's
that.
What he is an annoying a-hole.
Stop it.
He is. That's the way I look at it.
No reason to go there.
888. Anyway, okay. So
I'm that looking was through Facebook and I just did a search for a 13 hours Benghazi film.
Yeah.
And here are the headlines that you see on Facebook.
Okay.
The Washington Post says, it might seem impossible, but 13 hours is a boring Michael Bay Benghazi movie.
Really? Boring, why? Do you want to go into the weeds there?
No,
boring
I didn't read it. I'm just checking out the headlines. Okay. Benghazi attacks may have spawned a raft of conspiracy theories. And then a dot, dot, dot. Here's Media Matters. Here's Breitbart on...
I want to hear the Media Matters one.
No, that's coming next. Yeah. Hillary, I'm just too busy to watch the Benghazi movie.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's Breitbart's take on it.
Yeah.
Here's Media Matters. Right here. Oh, here it is. Michael Bay's 13 Hours is a coded message to Benghazi conspiracy theorists.
Coded. What's the code?
Coded messages. Media Matters is, basically saying it was built just to attack Hillary.
Yeah. Okay. So Media Matters is.
And here's another headline from The Atlantic and Facebook. Benghazi action movie no one wanted.
The movie nobody wanted?
I'm assuming it means that nobody wanted to hear the real story.
Ah. That's from The Atlantic.
The Atlantic, yeah.
Nobody did want to hear the real story, but this, I believe, feels to me like it was pretty close to the real story. So you tell me what you think. I bought the story.
Okay.
And I'm not necessarily politically, am I looking to have this used against Hillary Clinton so she doesn't become the president? But I will tell you, the administration has a lot to account for under the circumstances, whether it trickled down, whether Mrs. Clinton had nothing to do with it, whether President Obama had nothing to do with it, it still is an outrageous condemnation of an administration that has its head firmly planted in the sand or some other place in the anatomy. That's really what you get. They just all sat on their hands, did nothing. We don't want to offend anybody. They didn't know what was going on. Clearly, whether you ever see the movie or you didn't see the movie, excuse me, they didn't have a clue as to what was going on. Not a clue. All right, so let me take a breath here. I'm going to go off onto a Media Matters circumstance story I want to tell about them. For those of you, and again, those of you who may be new to this program, and I think we have a couple or three, four maybe new affiliates this morning. This is not a political program, but it is about the issues of the day and 13 hours. And I must say, in putting all my cards on the table, my son writes screenplays, cleans up TV scripts, et cetera, et cetera. He and his writing partner have written a sequel, sort of, to Benghazi. And if enough people went to see it this weekend, their movie was going to be greenlit. And I think enough people went to see it. So that there'll be another movie about another embassy that gets attacked, courtesy of Hollywood and their creative intelligence. 18 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Cares about you. We care. Who cares? We care. Who cares? Sounds like a high school cheer, doesn't it? Going on after on Good Day.
Feed not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program is Monday, the 18th of January on the air. And Richie and I have gone through the archives. In this portion of every hour, there's a musical focus. And so what we found here today are songs that debuted on the musical charts, the pop charts this week. I am a fan of pop music, whether it be now or in the past. I tend to like the hits. Maybe it's because I was a disc jockey for 8 years before I became involved in the world of talk radio, and I played the hits, Richie.
Everybody loves the hits, but these aren't necessarily the hits.
No. Well, what we have here, we put together a list of some of these songs you may remember. They went on to become monster hits. Some of them are funny. Some of them have videos that are pretty outrageous. Others were just a blip on the radar of our pop culture world. Maybe money you'll hear in there kind of in between. This is a song that debuted on this date in 1982 at number 74. Rod Stewart, Tonight I'm Yours, sounded pretty much like his formulaic hits. It managed to get to number 20 later during the early part of 1982. So let's crank it up for a second and see if we remember it. Well, Tonight I'm Yours. Would hear this if he were, he actually does a lot of concert performances. In a concert, you'd hear him do this song. I went to a Van Morrison concert on Friday night. I think I told you that.
Well, how was that?
It was much better than the last one I got to. I've always been a fan of his. But the last time I went, which was probably 10 years ago, it was all jazz and stuff that wasn't, they weren't hits. But he blended some of his hits with other hits from people that were solid, and he did them in a way that was much more in, well, not better than the hits, but
songs, you know.
Yeah, right.
He was indulging you instead of indulging himself.
Yeah, exactly, right. All right, so let's see here. Who remembers the Weather Girls?
Oh, yeah.
It's raining men. Hallelujah.
Big hit.
This song debuted during this week in 1983 at number 88. It's Raining Men. It seemed to be somebody else did a treatment on this too. Yes, no? Do you remember?
This is the big one.
Yeah.
I'm sure number I've done a couple other times. But
40 and a month after it was introduced. But it's worth I mean, Marie cranked that one up. This puppy needs a little more airing, you see.
We should have Jennifer here if you and I are going to talk about this song.
Well, back in this era,
really comfortable sitting here with you chatting.
Really? That's we'll call her up and see if she wants to give us some comments. On the next tune that showed up during this week in 1984, debuted at number 36. It was 3 years after his death that John Lennon and his Nobody Told Me showed up on the charts.
Nobody told me that fatigue like me.
I don't remember the story as to why it took so long to get this. How could there was an album?
This is the age-old story of a big star dies, and they go through all the trash bins and old filing cabinets to see if they can monetize anything that they find.
And that's what this was. It's actually not a bad song, though.
No. I'm glad they released it, but once somebody dies, man, the whole family is digging through their basement seeing if they can find.
Let's see if we can find a couple of bucks here in this closet.
Money train. Yep, that money train stopped. How do we keep it going? And everybody's more popular in death than they are in life. So it's bound to be a big seller.
Number 36, as it started, got to close to number one during the spring, early spring of 1984, John Lennon. All right, so let's see. Shall we finish? We have time for a David Lee Roth.
Always.
I was like, yeah, this is a great song, actually. His version of the Beach Boys California Girls debuted at number 43 and then got up to number 3. David Lee Roth's California Girls here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Program. Such a good day to be with you. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 33 past the hour. During the conversation in the first half hour, about 13 hours, the Benghazi movie, Media Matters was mentioned because they had a spin on this, as they usually do on things that are right of center and left of center. They happen to be a left of center group that focuses on the media. The Fifth Estate, whether it's the printed media, whether it's electronic media, they believe it is their task. It's a 501c3 organization, politically motivated, to have an impact on the discussion and the debate. For example, last night at the Democratic debate, that was something that was somewhat of a snoozer, I thought, that which I saw. I didn't see the whole thing, honest, being as completely honest.
Nobody
as
does because they do it on Sunday nights.
Well, they did Saturday nights before. Why they did it Sunday nights, I don't understand the
thing. Seems like they're
that.
Trying to bury it, and I don't know why.
Depends on who you're talking, who they is or are. But it was on opposite the, for example, the Critics' Choice TV award show, which would have gathered, I'm sure, probably more viewers than did this. But I bring up Media Matters for a different reason. As a group that has become known as political, and I say this, and it sounds almost apologetic, my radio program is not about politics. It's about issues and then things that we can interpret in the silliest way possible. But this is something that has an impact on the discussion, on the debate. And so here my comment, my opinion, has meaning based around the facts of the story. Media Matters got very involved in the talk radio business after Rush Limbaugh. I mean, they've been involved in it for a long time. They've been trying to do their best to eliminate the right side, the opinions that come from the hosts that are right of center. They've been trying to do that for years. They found the perfect opportunity with the so-called Sandra Fluke issue. You may remember that from, I think it was 2011.
Oh, sure.
So Limbaugh's on the air, and this young woman who'd been protesting at an event in Washington, and to me, I don't even remember what the issue was, frankly.
It was the government paying for contraception.
Oh, that was it. Okay, thank you, Rich, for reminding me, because I don't remember. All I do, I remember her name more because how it affected not only Limbaugh and his program and other programs of that ilk, but my radio program. Let me tell you the story, and you can weigh in on it one way or another, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday if you want to, in any way, shape, or form, 888-302-3684, Rich or Doug at DougStephan.com, or you may not care. But it's an important story. I think many of the stations that carry my program are politically motivated, and they are admittedly right of center, because there are more right of center radio programs than there are left of center radio programs, for any reason you want to come up with. I don't care. That's not the issue here. The issue is business. So Media Matters takes it upon themselves to go to advertise. They listen to Rush Limbaugh's program. They find out who's advertising. And then they go to the advertising agencies that handle those accounts. And they say to the advertising buyers, we will not buy these products. We will protest outside the headquarters of these companies. We will make a lot of noise if you don't stop advertising on Rush Limbaugh's program. So there are two reasons that that was successful. One, because most of the big corporate entities don't like to be associated with controversy. And two, because the buyers at the advertising agencies are young millennial women who are in their late 20s to early to mid-30s. Most all of the buyers, that is the people who decide where the advertising is placed, are young women. And when they hear the Sandra Media Matters went to them, because those people don't listen to Rush Limbaugh, but the Media Matters people went to them and said, do you hear that? And they play the audio of Limbaugh and his rant on Sandra Fluke. And these young women, for the most part, were affected by that. And because they make the decisions, there came an edict 2 or 3 months after this incident, after Media Matters had gotten to all the advertising agencies. There it was an edict. And I remember seeing it stamped on the order. Because I'm an independent radio producer. I own my radio program. I decide what's on it. I decide the course of action. Nobody tells me that I have to talk about this or I can't talk about that. I'm the last independent producer of radio programs in the country doing talk radio. The last, the only one who's not connected to some church, not connected to some entity that's political or some big corporation. I am all by myself. So, and that has some meaning once I get to the end of the story. So you can visualize a stamp placed on an order, no Rush Limbaugh. Okay, so that's fine. As the radio world works, especially these days, much of it is computerized. So sometimes the stations make mistakes and the advertising gets into a different time slot. So some of the things that were supposed to be on Rush Limbaugh end up on somebody else's program. It may have been Sean Hannity's, might have been Glenn Beck's, it might have been mine, it might have been Mark Levin, it might have been George Doerr, it could have been anybody. But so Media Matters monitoring, there's a good one, alliteration. Media Matters monitoring many stations starts hearing these spots, and they go back to the agencies and they say, look, your advertisement that was not supposed to be in Rush Limbaugh ended up in Rush Limbaugh or another time of day. And so what they do is convince the media buyers in another 3 or 4 months to not buy any advertising in any controversial program. So the next stamp is no controversial programming. So first you got no Rush Limbaugh, and then secondly you got no controversial political programming. So that means those spots don't play on the shows that we all know nationally are politically right of center. All right, so that goes on, and Media Matters now ramps things up, and because there are some B-level players and C-level players that still end up on a lot of these stations, and they're airing the same stuff, and it's right of center. And so Media Matters goes back to the agencies and says, look, these ads are still appearing. And they go more, sometimes even to the agencies, they go right to the companies and say, your ads are, let's say they go to Procter & Gamble, right? Tide or an automobile company or any company. Imagine you hear all these spots on these programs, so you know what I'm talking about. So they go to them and they convince them not to buy any spoken word format. So no talk radio, no news, no sports, nothing. So all of this income that helped to supply the money to pay the folks doing these programs, that has to be replaced. And so they start a new business that goes, and they call it the direct response business, the DR business, the 800 numbers that you hear. That's what that business is. Most every commercial that you hear on Rush Limbaugh now is for that kind of a program. And on the other programs, pretty much the same. And many of them on this program are. So, all right. So now we have one more step. And the step doesn't come at the hands of Media Matters, but I hold Media Matters responsible. I mean, they're welcome to do what they do. It's a free country, and they can apply their techniques as they will. But I want you to know why the talk radio world that you know it, whatever is now on talk radio, whether it's left of center, right of center, or now programs like mine that are neither, will be disappearing at a rapid pace. Because now, not at the hands of Media Matters, as I said, this is not their fault. What has happened because of the change in the reality of technology is that the advertising agencies are being presented. They have salespeople from, you know, various entities that go into these agencies, and they want them to buy their programs. So the people representing the streaming factions, the podcast factions, the new digital reality, go into the agencies and they say, okay, here's what our programming sounds like. Here's what AM radio sounds like. Well, AM radio sounds like crap next to clean digital, whether it's the FM signal or whether it's downloads. So now the agencies say, well, why are we buying that terrible sound? Why are we buying stuff that our messages are delivered much better if they're on podcasts or if they're on download streaming, whatever. So now, as of lately, they have what they call upfronts in the fall. Richie, you know, I know you're thinking I'm in the weeds too much here.
Yeah, but
I'm telling the story because it really is important, because a year from now, after the elections, talk radio and what's on the AM band will not be anything like what we have today. And that is because the edicts that have come from the advertising agencies say no AM radio on them. So guys like me, in order to survive, they've got to go find different ways of supporting what they do, because conventional advertising will not appear from most of the agencies on AM radios anymore, because the world of reality is that AM radio has fallen behind technologically, and that's because the federal government, the Federal Communications Commission, has neglected the AM band. They have refused to allow the technologists who have ways of improving the signal to present and sell their product. They say, well, we can't do that. So you've seen the rise of what they call the FM translator, the slow power FM stations in many communities. I owned a couple of radio stations, and I bought one of them for a radio station that I had in Ohio, so that you can go to the FM band and listen to what's going on, because the signal is much cleaner. But those stations that can't afford them or can't find them, I guarantee you there will be fewer of them a year from today. And that's because of what's going on, the reality of what's going on in the business. Now, Richie, my pal, is going to say, okay, there's maybe too much information there, but I think that part of the story needed to be told so that you will, in a year from now, when you're asking yourself, what happened to this program? What happened to that program? Why is everything so different? You'll know the reason. The reason is because we, in the AM world, I'd say we have 300 and some odd stations for this program. Only 50 or so are on FM at the moment. But do you think I'm going to sit by and watch my hard work and the work of Richie and all these other people for years go away? No. We're going to work on getting FM stations and not bother with AM stations anymore. We'll bother with the ones that are here. But those of you who own radio stations, like John Harper owns WMEL in Melbourne, Richie, the programming that will be available to him, most of these stations can't produce the good programming, the kind of things that we can produce, because we have a bigger operation. Most of the smaller stations, medium-sized stations, they can't put together a program like we have here. So that's why they use us. And then the smart stations have local components that go along with this program. But my ability to do it, and other companies that are much bigger that are going to say, well, we can't make any money with this anymore, so we'll try something else. And some of it may be spoken word, maybe something that hasn't even been created yet. The spoken word programming, the right of center, the left of center, issues-oriented shows will hold on until after the election, but many of them will go away, and I even predict, shall I make my Rush Limbaugh prediction or not?
Here we go.
Rush Limbaugh will no longer be on the radio when his contract is up. It'll be interesting to have somebody that's listening to this call him and say, hey, Rush, what's the story? Are you going to Sirius? And he'll say, oh, no, I'm not going to Sirius. Mark my words, I'm telling you. Limbaugh's going to Sirius, just like Howard Stern did. And when that evaporates, the people that carry Rush Limbaugh, the people that own the Limbaugh program, make stations carry other programs like Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, some of the other shows that are on what they call the Premier Network. That stuff will have less reason for being because there won't be a Limbaugh show. All right? So I've said a lot here in the last few minutes, but it all, I hope, is informative and entertaining in a sense to hear the story, inside story of what goes on. But I thought in this circumstance, this is a good place for us to tell that story. So it is as it is, and you do what you do. If you're a fan of Media Matters, know how much they will have affected what it is that you listen to, whether it's right of center or left of center conversation radio. It's 47 past on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner. So you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Dorothy Hamill is one of the most famous figure skaters the United States has ever produced. After winning 4 national championships, she went on to win the Olympic gold medal in 1976. Long before she became a world-class skater, she discovered the thrill of ice skating on a pond near her house in Greenwich, Connecticut. If you go there today, you can still see the pond. But if you'd like to lace up your skates and pretend you're an Olympic medalist, you can't. It's prohibited. 10 years ago, officials in the city banned skating on all the ponds in the community. One of the main reasons for the ban was the concern about liability and getting sued. Let's be fair. We've talked about a lot of ways that America has changed in recent years because of excessive litigation and the growing fear of being sued.
But few stories illustrate that any better than the sad fact that boys and girls in Dorothy Hamill's hometown can no longer skate on a pond under the sun and clouds. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on with us now. Dr. Ken joins us every week at this time, brought to you by the folks who make Super Beats. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, let's get into some of the news that you have found in gleaning the sources that you check every week, including how old is the average mother now in America? How's that changing?
Well, the average age of first-time mothers is at an all-time high, Doug, in America. Over 26, the change is largely due to a big drop in teen moms, which I guess is good news. But more first births to older women is also raising the average age to 26 years, 4 months for women who had their first child in 2014. Interestingly, the government began tracking the age of new mothers around 1970 when the average age was, you want to guess, 21.
Really? I was listening to an interview with a girl who was 15. As a matter of fact, there's a story at DougSteffen.com about this girl. Virginia High School is having a fight over her because they don't want to put her pregnant person in the yearbook. She's 15 years old. But that, you know, if you go back in history, there were plenty of births when young women were 12, 13, 14, when people didn't live to be more than 30 or 40 years old, right? So how does that affect the body? How does a 12-year-old give birth to a child? The body isn't anywhere near mature enough, is it?
Well, the same way an older person does. Once you have your first period, you're ready to go.
There you go. All right, there's a study at DougSteffen.com, Dr. Ken, suggesting that certain cheeses can help you kill cancer cells. A lot of focus on cancer this week because the President's State of the Union
suggested that we ought to attack cancer, have a war on cancer, put Joe Biden in charge. What I find distressing is that there's no discussion of prevention of cancer, only how to treat it and make money. So I wonder what you think of the idea of the prevention being involved in this, or the idea of having this war on cancer.
Well, I think prevention is so important. And remember, we're not going to cure cancer. Cure is a strong word. There's 200 different types of cancers. So 100 years from now, probably 1,000 years from now, there'll still be some cancer. But on the flip side, we are so much better at treating some cancers. Some cancers we actually have cured. Testicular cancer, Hodgkin's lymphoma. There are cancers which we're outstandingly good at treating. But then there are other cancers which we have to try to prevent and which we need to try to diagnose earlier, like breast cancer. We need to stop smoking, get rid of lung cancer. You know, you go back a year or two ago, one quarter out of all deaths of cancer came from lung cancer.
Wow.
But the good news is there are fewer cases arising right now, but there is a lot to be said for prevention.
This article in the Journal of Applied Microbiology suggests that there are certain kinds of cheeses, Camembert, is that how you pronounce it, Brie, cheddar cheese, that sort of thing, that have things in them that kill between 70% and 90% of cancer cells they're exposed to in mice. So you feed mice this kind of cheese, if they have cancer, the cancer goes away.
Well, I think this was in the Journal of Applied Microbiology. This dealt with mice, and there are some preservatives in the cheeses. And again, this is how it all starts, but humans don't always act like rodents, but this is how they come up with some of these amazingly odd ways to treat common problems.
You haven't been to Jennifer's neighborhood, obviously. You can check out the story about the cheese study at DougStephan.com, where there also is a lot of information about the secret to heart health, energy, stamina, that sort of thing, courtesy of the folks at Neogenesis Labs. Give us a few seconds on super beets and related connections, Ken, will you?
Well, the Nobel Prize in 1998 was given for the discovery of nitric oxide. There's now three gases we know of so important to the body: oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitric oxide. The red blood cells, we all remember from high school biology, delivers the oxygen throughout our body so that our tissues have the energy to make energy. But the red blood cell, before it gets into the circulation like a garage door opener, has to spray the circulation pipes with nitric oxide so that they open up to let the red blood cell in, and your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide or you won't get oxygen from head to toe. Your blood pressure will go up because the circulation will be nice and stiff, which is not a good thing. So you need to get these dietary nitrates. One of the really nice ways to get it is from this granulated beet, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
Super beets, 800-655-4183. Check out the Neogenesis capsules as well. 800-655-4183.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.